Macmillan Audio presents At the Coffee Shop of Curiosities, written by Heather Weber, read for you by Hallie Ricardo and Stephanie Willis. Ava, chin up, Buttercup. Everything you've always wanted is only one job interview away. Use your wings to take a chance. Be yourself, and it'll all be okay. You'll be happy in Driftwood. XX. Help wanted. Patient, energetic, unflappable in-home caretaker wanted for a peculiar, stubborn old man, a spoiled she-devil cat, and a cluttered, possibly haunted beach house. No experience necessary, but preferred skills include strong organizational and housekeeping abilities, and an indifference to sharing space with a ghost, chaos, cat hair, dust, birds in the attic, or bats in the belfry, as the case may more aptly be. Apply at your own risk on Monday morning, 9 a.m., at Magpie's Coffee Shop in Driftwood, Alabama. Ask for the plum-tuckered Maggie. Chapter 1. Ava. The letter had been sent by a dead man. There was no doubt in my mind. Fine, there was a little doubt. Okay, a lot of doubt. Buckets of it. But after 13 long hours in the car, during which I'd thought of very little else, I couldn't come up with anyone else who might have sent the note. Not one single person other than Alexander Bryant, who died exactly a month ago yesterday. Yesterday also happened to be when a late summer breeze blew through my apartment's kitchen window and caused an unassuming envelope to fall from the thin stack of this week's mail on the countertop. The letter had drifted steadily downward, soundlessly landing at my feet while I'd been washing dishes. The strange thing was I didn't remember receiving the letter. I didn't get much mail, so it should have stood out to me. But I had no recollection of the crisp, Kraft brown paper envelope that had no return address. Or the way my name and address had been hand-printed in neat letters that almost looked machine-produced except for the unevenness of the blue ink. I definitely didn't remember the butterfly stamp in the upper right corner of the envelope, the colorful sticker unmarred by an adjacent postmark too smudged to read. Now, as I rolled to a stop at a traffic light, waiting to turn left down a road lined with palm trees that swayed in the breeze, I thought it extremely odd I'd not noticed the stamp. Usually all things animal-related captured my attention. But I had to admit that life had been a bit of a blur since Alex had passed away. My mind had been elsewhere, tangled up in a guilty net of what-ifs and should-haves. Are you sure this is the best job choice for you? My mother's voice drifted through the car's sound system, her concern crisp and clear. Only one way to find out, I said, adjusting the volume on the Bluetooth system. Her sharp, worried tones made my ears ache. Ava, she said on a sigh. I know you've been a little lost this past month, but this feels rash. You've always worked a computer job from home. Now suddenly you're applying to be a caretaker? I'd told her a little bit about the job I was applying for, but not all. I hadn't told her how the position had come to my attention. Or that the job was in Alabama, or that I'd driven through the night to get here. It didn't matter that I was 27 years old. She'd have thrown a fit if she thought for a second I wasn't taking good care of myself. I almost hadn't answered her call at all, but that would have only sent her into a blind panic. It was better to ease her fears now, get them out of the way. I didn't want her worrying about me. She'd had a lifetime of that.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?